Answers Magazine, Volume 13.6, page 10. Our Humble Creator, by Mike Matthews, Editor-in-Chief. Why do we do what we do? As a follower of Jesus Christ and editor of this magazine, I know the answer, at least for me. I never cease to wonder at the humility of my Creator. I first learned this truth in college when someone showed me that the babe in the manger and lamb on the cross is also the Creator of the universe, who made all things, including me. Despite the blackness of my soul, He loved me enough to sacrifice His Son in my place. Everything in my life has been colored by this truth. It goes deep. As a father, I learned what it means to love my children despite their failures, and what it might mean to lose them. God's incomparable humility affects my theology as I study God's transcendence and immanence. It informs my relationships as I run up against difficult people. Daily, I remind myself that every one of us is made in God's image, but broken by sin, a black duckling waiting to be transformed into a white swan by God's lavish grace. God's humility also affects my motives. He gave up everything for a cause that surpasses all others, His glory. The fullness of His glory doesn't appear in the wind, earthquake, or fire, but in the low whisper of the cross. Every article I edit is imbued with this passion, if I can help it. Do you see it in the article about Ken Ham, the man everyone loves to hate? Do you see it in Why Do We Age? Do you even see it in the article about flat earthers? I am to love anyone who is in error, no matter how great their wrong, no matter what they say or do against me. I love evolutionists, flat earthers, rebellious sons and daughters, cantankerous Sunday school members, fussy neighbors, and my political opponents, because the humble Creator first loved me. Pray for the magazine staff, that we might glorify God and motivate others to follow the steps of the humble Creator who saved us.